You're learning Daf Chavav, and we're starting three lines from the top. Lema Katanoi. We have a machlokes in the Mishnah. If some here falls off a bechar and then you shecht it or dies, if it's mutter or aser. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah about this. Rosh Lakish says that only tzad somebody's mutter is only if the only tzad somebody's mutter. Is only if a mumcha already was matir to had a mum, and the mumcha said, this is a mum already, and it was matir to shecht it and eat it, and that's the only time we have a tzad that's mutter. But if it was a tam, Rosh Lakish said, even if it was a mum, but there was no mumcha was matir it, then we're worried that if you let him keep the here, he's going to keep it around. So therefore, only heter is only if the mumcha already was matir. That's what Shlaka said, and that's the Gemara to try to say Lema Katanoi on that. Lema Katanoi, maybe it's Lema Katanoi, and we'll bring down a Brisa now. Lema Katanoi, Hatoilish Semer V'char Tam. The loch is, if someone is Toilish Semer from V'char Tam, it means Huadin fell off by itself. Rashi speaks out, someone takes Semer off of V'char Tam, Afishnoil by Mum, afterwards it got a Mum, V'shachtoi, and they shechted it, it's also. If the hair fell off a b'char tam, it's aser, a kuliyam. B'char ba mum, shetalish menu. A b'char ba mum, if the hair was taken off or fell off before it died, v'achamez, then it dies. So zaktan akam, what's mechlekes akavya and chachamim. Akavya ben mahal matir. V'chacham oisrim. Akavya holds it's mutter. Nachom holds it's aser to use after it dies. That means for sure when it's mechayim, you're not allowed to use the hair. But the question is after it dies. So after it dies, the Kavim Mahal says it's mutter. Muhammad says it's awesome. Om Rabbi Yehuda, leiv is a hita Kavim Mahal. A Kavim Mahal would never be matter something when it dies. El b'sar b'char ba mum shenoshar. Talking about sar b'char ba mum that it fell off. V'nichu b'chaloin, and you left it in the windowsill. V'achach shochtu, and then you shechted it. V'zeh Kavim Mahal matter. Muhammad oisrim. Because by mace, the loch is that if a b'char dies, you have to bury it, even the hair. So vas epis, when it dies, the stuff that fell off mechayim shi mutter. But when you shecht it, where everything becomes mutter, so then migu that is becoming mutter right now, whatever fell off from before become mutter. And that would psham kav mahala. And chum hold even that's also, because xera, you might keep the animal around and not shecht it right away because you want to get here. But this man, the Yom Rehuda holds that if it dies, the kuli amma, you do not get any, you can't use the here. Rabbi Yasi says back to Rabbi Yehuda, Moida b'chalafta, my father who was part of the Chachamim wa'agad on a kavya, Moida b'chalafta b'zeh shu mutter. He's Moida b'shchit that's mutter. Aval b'yichud om Chachamim y'nechen v'chaloin. The Chachamim said, I'll tell you the truth is, the Chachamim said that you put it in the, leave it in the chaloin, Shema yesh tikva, maybe it'll become, get a mum and come mutter. And shachtu, or mum chobi mater, and become mutter. And shachtu divrei kol mutter. And if it gets shachtin, and divrei kol mutter. And meis, a kav mahal matir, v'chol meisrim. And but when it dies, that's when you have the machlekes. So let's just repeat over and see what's going on in this braisa. The braisa starts off, says, a b'char tam that loses some hair, that hair will live also forever. A b'char ba mum that loses its hair, and then it dies, is a machlekes. So Dr. Yehuda, no, a kav mahal is not matir when it dies, only matir when it's shchita. And that's the machlekes akavya and chamim. Rabbi Yitz says back, no, chachamim amoida by shchita, and machlekes is by mace. So it comes out, Rabbi Yitz is the exact same thing like Tanakama. Tanakama said machlekes is by mace, and Rabbi Yehuda said no, machlekes is by shchita, and Rabbi Yitz said back, no, by shchita, everyone agrees, and machlekes is by mace. So it comes out, Rabbi Yitz, hainu Tanakama. Isn't Rabbi Yitz the exact same thing as Tanakama? We have three shchitas in this Mishnah. Rabbi Yitz is the exact same thing like Tanakama. Good mashi. Exactly the same like Tanakam over here. So what must be machlekes? Elo lav hatira mumcha yikibinayu. The machlekes is if you have to have a heta of a mumcha before or not. Yikibinayu. The machlekes is hatira mumcha mamish of Shlokas' case. That means Rosh Lakish holds the only way here can be mutter is if you already had a heta of mumcha. You shouldn't shecht it yet, but it already was a heta of mumcha on it. And that's the Bi'ah Mechlekes maybe. Tanakama sava hetira mumcha in v'loy loy. Tanakama holds you need dafka a heta of a mumcha. And what he means to say that b'char tam afishnel by mum is aser means a bechor really wasn't a mamish atam. It was a tam because they never had the mumcha yet. That's what Tanakam means by that hakdama. Bechor tam afishnel by mum v'shach the aser means that if it didn't have a heter of a mumcha, it's aser. The Tanakam is over tira mumcha in v'loy loyv. Aser basically meima afagav the loyat tira mumcha. Basically comes to say even though loyat tira mumcha, and that's a loshon yesh tikva. Yesh tikva means since it has a mum, there's a tikva that the mumcha will be mattered, and you'll shecht it and be mutter. That's loshon yesh tikva. So you can fit into the words. The Tanakam is if you need a heter of a mumcha or not. So comes out shlokish is like this. Dr. Gemara, I'm a Rav, a loy. No. The Kuli Amma here, Tira Mumcha in, Eloy Tira Loy. He needed Heta Mumcha the Kuli Amma. So what's the three sheetahs over here? We said Tanakama is very similar to Rav Yasi. So Dr. Gemara, Pashtub Shah. Shah Shah Chayes B'dava. Tanakama Shavar, Pligi B'meis, B'udin L'Shachtu. When the Tanakama says, Machaykis is by Meis, he says, Machaykis is by Meis and by Shchita. That means, both of them, a Kavi B'mahal holds its mutter, and both by mace and by shachtu, chacham hold aser. Mechalikas are both cases. Why do you say mace? The reason why I said mace is to show a kavi, even by mace, holds the here is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, by mace, the very call aser, because aser needs a kvura, it's the very call aser, keep ligi by shachtu. Vashra Rabbi Yisrael Meim, the opposite, by shachtu, the very call mutter, like you said, aval, by yichud, chacham hold, if shachted, if shom mutter. Keep ligi by mace. And Rashi explains that how do you know Tanakama holds Mechalikas by both? He doesn't speak out the difference. Both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yezi will speak out that by this everyone agrees and this one they argue, but Tanakama is going to vow, therefore we can assume Tanakama holds Mechalikas by both. So that's a three sheet this Bedava. So who do you pass like? We know we pass the Rabbanon, but whose version in the Mechalikas do we pass like? Omar Rav Nachman Halacha Rabbi Huda. We pass like Rabbi Huda, who learns that the Mechalikas is by Shechita. Since in the Mishnah, the Mishnayis, the Masechtas called the Bechiras, we pass like that. Which Mishnayis is that? Masechtas Idias. The Tanam, we look at Masechtas Idias. Sar Bechor Ba'amum Shenoshar. A Sar, the hair of a Ba'amum that fell off, a Nicha Bechalon, you put on the windowsill, Veshachtu, and then you made a good Shechita. A Kavi B'mahal Amate V'cham Oishrim. And since we say the Machlekes Mishnah in Idias says clearly, the Machlekes is by Shechita, so we see that's the halacha l'maisa. Omer b'nachma yitzchok, mastisim nami deka. Our Mishnah also sounds a lot like that. That we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because the end of the Mishnah, there's the last part of the Mishnah, which the Rashi says is stumble like the Rabbanon. We have to analyze the last part of the Mishnah. The last part of the Mishnah is like this. It's not. Tzemer hamaduldul b'bechar. Tzemer that, you know, didn't mamish fall off, but it was detached, but it was still stuck in the hair of the bechar. And then you shechted the bechar. So it says, es shenira magiza, whatever still looks like it's attached is mutter, because that's like it's attached. Ves einira aser. But if something that looks like it's not attached, then that's aser. So who is that going according to? You shechted the behema. We said, any here looks like it's detached is aser. Who's that going according to? Money. Ilem Rav Yasi, if it's going according to Rav Yasi, and Rav Yasi learns in Machlekes, a kavya and their bonus by mace, but by shechita everyone agrees, it's good. So, what's the case of the tzemer medulde? You made a shechita, then bein a kavya, bein a rabbanon, and eat vidim eshashari. They both hold mutter, even if it's really detached. So it's mutter. What's the problem? Vela b'meis. It must be that it died. And if you rabbanon, eat vidim eser aser. Rabbanon holds when it dies, everything's aser. Even if it's detached, it's aser. And if it's attached, it's aser, because it needs kvura, because it's meis. Via kavya. Ipchum b'aleis. The opposite. Nira magiza is aser because that's like it's attached, and if it's attached, it's chayiv and kvura since it died. The misa ka aser lei. Ain nira magiza mutter. The mikara tarlish. That's it's be the opposite. Whatever is not nira magiza should be mutter. So what's pshat at the end of the Mishnah? And the Mishnah says that what looks like it's attached though is considered attached and it's mutter, and what's detached is aser. Who's that? What's going on? El pshita Rabbi Yehuda. It's going to Rabbi Yehuda. My ilam beis ben lekavi and arbanu idli di meisir aser. That everything's aser. Everything's also nothing mutter. Because it's a mace. And if it's a mace, it's also it needs a kvura. And even when it's detached, it's also. Ela v'shachta, you shechted it. Via kavya idi v'di mishashari. Say detached and attached is mutter by shechita. Ela v'rabbanon hi, it's going to Rabbanon. And whatever is attached is fine. Whatever it looks like it's attached, that has a chshivus of attached, and every shechita is matter all the here. Whatever is detached is also. Why? Because Rabban hold when you shecht something, here that fellow first, and then you shechted, it's also. Shema mino, but shechted pligi, shema mino. You see from here that the machlek is by shechto. So not only Mishnah in Idias is right, Rabbi Yehuda, but also the Mishnah in our Masechta here, end of our Mishnah is also mashma, that by shechted pligi. So to more invite, Bar Rabbi Yehanai, hatoilish tzemer ma'oilo tamima mahu. Till now we're talking about Bechar. And we said a bechar tam, if hair falls off, it's aser. What's the halacha about oila tamima that you toilish the tzemer, you know, while it was alive, you took off the tzemer? Now, it's like the word toilish? Mi'ikam an ashari. If you do it on purpose, no one holds mutter. There's a knas, and that's aser. Mi'ikam an ashari. No way it's mutter. He's bad there. Rosh is zikha aser. And Rashi, who speaks out the Uncle Rabbanon, and Tosfos says, even if I caveat be aser, that's for sure it's aser. So what's the shaila? El tzemer shenet lashma oila tamima mahu. It fell off by itself. Tzemer fell off by itself from oila tamima mahu. But the chatas for asham loisav oilach. We're not worried about it. We could be matter it. Why? We're not worried that if you matter it, then you're going to keep the animal around to get more here. Why? Because he wants a kapara. Given the kapara also, since chaza asham kavik for lemashlo, he's not going to keep it around. He wants to get his kapara and finished. The Bechara Mai Sinami, the opposite, Kimon Loyal Kapara Asu Mashallah. Everyone agrees that's also. Here it falls off of Bechara Tam Azich also because we're scared you're going to then keep it around to get more here or wait to get some mum, you know, you're going to keep it around. So that's clear. But Oyla the Shaila, what's the Shaila of Oyla? Kisib Oyla of the Oyla, Mai. Kivon the Iker, Lav the Kapara also. Since Oyla, we know Iker Zach Zach Kapara, so Mashallah he'll wait around. We find in the Gemara, Mesechta Zuma, and other places that oila is mechapa on asay. So, like for example, oven of shichra peya. So those are this week's parasha, past week's parasha, kedushim shichra peya. So it's mechapa on that. So maybe even the oila mechapa asay loy mashulei, he's not going to keep it around either. So that's the question about oila: if the hair falls off, are you mekel or not? So Toshma, Toilish Semer Mchar Tam, Av Pishnoel by Mum, Shachto Yasser. By Mchar it says, if you Toilish Semer Mchar Tam, Av Pishnoel by Mum, Shachto is Asser. Vishachted, it's Asser. Taimo, the Toilish. It's Mashma only if I Toilish by hand, Honet La Shari. But it falls off by itself. It's Mutter, and this is by Mchar Tam. So if it's Mutter by Mchar Tam, which is Xero, Kolshkin, Oilad, Loim Mashulei, you don't leave as long as a bechar. So if that's mutter, this is sure mutter. So no, don't make a riot from there. Who did nafil netlash tami asa? There, like we spoke out before, is netlash also asa by bechar tam. By the time toilish lidiacha koyechay da kavya the babamum by babamum I feel with toilish nami shari after you make the shechita. I vanan noshar tanan. It says by the case of babamum it says noshar. So tomorrow. Tana nasha derech der rabbanon. It says nasha that the rabbanon holds us even though it's nasha by itself, and tana toilish that the yachkerech der kavya that even my toilish after the shechita will be mutter. So it comes out we do not have a pshitas to the shaila of oila that fell off if it's mutter to use that here or not. So one more gemara before the end of the parak. Semer hamadoldol. It says in the Mishnah that semer hamadoldol. And we explain it means that if it looks like it's attached and it's considered like attached, then it'll be mutter after shechita. But if it looks detached, and according to Rabbanon, he holds detached here is aser, so then it'll be aser. Now, what's called looking attached and looking detached? That's the Gemara talks about. How do you know what's called that it doesn't look like it's part of the here of the behemoth? And Rashi learns it means that you can see both ends of the here. Like it's like the hair is like bent, it's like, you know, bent the middle, like a U, and you see both ends of the hair sticking out, so you know it's not attached. Anything that's a little higher than the rest of the Giza, that's already considered detached. According to Rosh Lakish, it's, you know, it's not such a big chumrah, because only time you see both ends are called detached, it looks like it's detached. Here he's saying anything that's a little higher is called detached. So Rav Shlokish my time lama krav nosam v'yisha. Why don't you say the chumra like a nosam v'yisha? Rav Shlokish, fishi e'efshel giza v'loi nimim hamadol dolas. He's saying, you know, you just disqualify a lot of the here then, every time, because it's impossible that in every Giza there's some, like, you know, nima sticking out. There's always some hairs that stick out, and therefore, if you want to mount all the hair after Shechita, it has to be, like, only if you see both ends. Hadun Allah chalakeach behemah.